Hello everyone, welcome or welcome back to the show. My name is Leah and I will be your host for today. In today's episode, my guests and I will discuss parasocial relationships, connected experiences with fandoms. First of all, thank you all for being here. My first question for my dear guests today would be, do you know what parasocial relationships are? Or have you heard of parasocial relationships before?
Okay, so I have heard of parasocial relationships. I think it's this idea of feeling a connection between a person that you don't know personally.
Yeah.
So that would be my idea.
Yeah, I've heard about it too.
Yeah. Well, I'm studying media and communication, so I would totally agree with your definition. So, yeah.
Well, that does already sound great, but I would still like to give you all some more detailed information about parasocial relationships. And following the definition of Hoffner and Bond in their paper, Parasocial Relationships, Social Media and Well-being, parasocial relationships represent non-reciprocated socio-emotional connections with media figures. Or, to put it more plainly, parasocial relationships are one-sided emotional connections with characters from both media and real life, like movie characters or influencers. Usually, parasocial relationships can be distinguished into two categories: parasocial friendships and parasocial love. It has been found that parasocial relationships can influence people's lives quite immensely. Hereby, the impact on a person's well-being can be both positive and negative. While parasocial relationships offer the possibility of enhanced feelings of connection with others, can be used to cope or to foster personal development and identity exploration, these connections do have a dark side to them as well. Parasocial relationships are positively associated with loneliness and shyness, as well as anxious attachment styles, meaning people who fear rejection and abandonment. Further, study findings show that people with more prominent narcissistic tendencies are more likely to develop a parasocial relationship with characters. Now that I told you a bit more, can you tell me if you ever had any concrete experiences with parasocial relationships before?
Well, yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is that I cry when there's something sad happening in a movie. For example, I don't know if you know the movie Hachiko. It's about a dog that waits for his owner for a really long time. And then in the end, he also dies. And I remember that I watched it for the first time when I was still in school, and I started crying really, really bad. And my mom got really worried because she didn't understand what was going on until I told her afterwards. But the funny thing was that she also started crying when we watched it together a few days after. So yeah, we just kind of felt like a real connection with the family and the dog, and that was what made us really emotional about it.
Well, I remember a couple years ago when I was still in high school, a couple of my friends were really obsessed with the boy band One Direction, specifically Zayn. And I remember that he once was in an argument with another celebrity. And I think I've experienced how this argument also affected my friends, because they started also being mad at him, at the different celebrity, the other one. And also Zayn's relationship, a romantic relationship, he was in a relationship with a member of Little Mix. And anytime there seemed to be complications in their relationships or something like that, they also acted as if they were in the relationship as well. So I think that also kind of fits the parasocial relationship part. Of course, they didn't kind of see themselves in a relationship with Zayn, but definitely kind of being part of his life, you know?
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. I think I've seen the parasocial relationships subject more in a friendship manner, where, for example, especially online with streaming services and such, that people get they pay for like a subscription for the streamer that they watch. And in return, they gain attention because they obviously paid money for it. And I've seen it a lot as well that, especially online, where it's all a little bit more anonymous, that people pay enormous amounts of money. And then through the attention that they are getting, they get this idea that they know this streamer and they, well, the streamer indirectly talks to them. And through that, they have this connection. Whereas from the streamer perspective, they might not know who this, I mean, they probably don't know who this person is. They know some characteristics that they were told by the person, but there isn't really that much of a connection. And that is definitely a an occurrence that I've seen. And I guess in that way, I mean, there's an extreme form of parasocial relationships, obviously, whereas like stalking is a very extreme form, I would say. I mean, I haven't seen it, but you obviously hear stories about it, of this celebrities that the fans are so convinced that they are either in love or they're friends, that they follow them around unwillingly, like they enter their private property and whatnot. And that's, I mean, it's very extreme, but I guess you could also prescribe that as a parasocial relationship, as a form of parasocial relationships.
Yeah, that's totally true. No, I started working at conventions in 2022, so I see a lot of fandoms, and I just saw a lot of times that fans got really heartbroken when a celebrity was in a relationship suddenly. And I mean, they don't know the person, but they're actually in love with the person. And yeah, I would say that's also some kind of parasocial relationship because, well, I would say that it's impossible to be in love with someone that you don't actually know and never met in your life and stuff like this. But for them, it's normal, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think most of the time when people react so harshly to their third celebrity getting a girlfriend, it's just mainly because this illusion that they have in their mind of maybe someday meeting them and falling in love with them just kind of gets broken, you know? So they just react really harshly to
Yeah, that
Yeah.
would make. Yeah, I agree. I think also there is also sort of a market for it, like with girl and boy groups, that they're specifically like required to not date anyone to keep up this illusion of fans possibly being able to be in a relationship with their idols, so to say. So I definitely do think that that's a major example.
Yeah, I think it's also really crazy and also really scary how some fans start really digging into the celebrity's girlfriend life, even though they're not even a public figure or something, just because they really, really like the celebrity. And I don't really think it's stalking, but it's definitely not. Well, that's not normal behavior.
Well, that's true.
But I would also like to mention that parasocial relationships also have a positive effect on people. For example, being part of a fandom does definitely connect people. I mean, it's not just people like in your close friendship, but people all around the world that you don't know that you suddenly can connect to. And also, kind of, I mean, you don't all only talk about what, like, for example, a fandom or something, but you also talk about feelings, how you felt while watching something, or kind of also get to like personal life. And that also can definitely benefit you. I mean, it gives people a kind of feeling of belonging somewhere. And it can definitely help them also, I mean, with their personal development, because they just get to experiences. I'm sorry, they get to experience just a lot more things than they would being all by themselves, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Like I already mentioned before, I've been working as a volunteer at conventions for almost 2 years now, and yeah, I get to see how happy fandoms can make people, and it's really beautiful. They're so passionate about their hobby, and even I found so many friends at those events, because even if you're not a fan of the particular series, it just feels like the energy of those events is so contagious that you just feel like you're part of the fandom and feel the connection between all those random people. And I mean, they don't even know each other, but it just feels like they've known each other for so many years because they like the same movie or series, and that's how they connect with each other.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think it's similar to a hobby, basically. It's a common interest, but it's just in a different form than a hobby.
Yeah, they're true.
Well, everybody, it appears that was it for today's episode. I'd like to thank today's guests again for all their time. I hope you liked it and that you will tune in for future episodes. Goodbye, and I wish you a great day.